You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Thomas Kane has a quiet evening at an Arizona Elks Lodge. Around 8:30, he decides to head home. Moments later, his truck smashes through the front door of the Elks Lodge and goes all the way to the back wall. Several patrons are run over. Others crawl on top of pool tables to avoid the same. 30 people injured in the crash.
Nancy, at least 10 patrons were rushed to hospitals by ambulance, while 5 drove themselves. 15 others injured received treatment on site. Video of the incident shows Kane's truck pushing tables and booths full of patrons, while others scramble to flee. Police are still waiting on blood tests to confirm Kane's BAC at the time of the incident.
Thomas Kane, 73, charged with 12 counts ag assault, 17 counts endangerment, and, surprise, surprise, DUI, driving under the influence. McHenry County Sheriffs warn Marengo, Illinois residents a bull is on the loose. The 1,200-pound black bull escapes a farm that bought the bull just a week before. Deputies block off streets as 6 men on horseback chase down the bull. The bull breaks through one lasso, but finally calms down when 3 cowboys get ropes around his neck to lead it safely back home. I would say BS, but that's totally uncalled for. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Missouri judge has declined to overturn the conviction and death sentence of Marcellus Williams, who faces execution on September 24th for the 1998 stabbing of Lisha Gale, a former reporter. Despite concerns over DNA evidence, St. Louis County Circuit Judge Bruce Hilton ruled against vacating the sentence. Williams' attorney, Tricia Bushnell of the Midwest Innocence Project, vowed to continue fighting the conviction, citing DNA evidence suggesting someone else may have handled the murder weapon. In 2021, St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell requested a review pointing to the DNA findings. However, new revelations of evidence mishandling, where officials contaminated the knife, cast doubt on the integrity of the trial. Williams' legal team had negotiated a plea deal for life without parole, but the Missouri Attorney General's office opposed it, leading to further legal battles. Prosecutors insist other evidence ties Williams to the crime, including witness testimony and alleged confessions. The 55-year-old Williams maintains his innocence. The case remains under scrutiny as his execution date approaches. In a significant legal move, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres has filed a lawsuit against Snap Incorporated, the company behind the popular social media app Snapchat. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The lawsuit, submitted in Santa Fe's state court, accuses the platform of fostering conditions that facilitate the distribution of child sexual abuse material and contribute to child exploitation. The legal action outlines a troubling pattern, claiming Snapchat's design and policies not only allow, but also encourage illegal activities, such as child trafficking, drug dealing, and the promotion of firearms. According to the complaint, Snapchat stands out as the platform where minors are most frequently subjected to online sexual interactions and where a majority of sex trafficking victims are initially targeted. The practice of sextortion, where predators coerce victims into sending explicit images and then threaten to expose them unless they comply with demands for money or sexual favors, was a key focus of the investigation leading up to this lawsuit. Snap Inc. has responded, stating that it shares concerns about the safety of young users online, but the lawsuit paints a darker picture. According to the New Mexico Department of Justice, a months-long undercover operation uncovered a sprawling network of dark websites dedicated to sharing non-consensual explicit images linked to Snapchat. Investigators reportedly found over 10,000 records related to child sexual abuse material involving the platform in just the past year, including cases involving children under the age of 13. One particularly disturbing element of the investigation involved the creation of a decoy Snapchat account posing as a 14-year-old named Heather. Within a short time, the account was interacting with users bearing names that explicitly suggested criminal intent, such as child.rape and pedo_lover10.
The lawsuit claims Snapchat is a major source of child abuse material being circulated on dark websites and alleges that some users even sold explicit content directly through the platform.
Thanks, John. Friday afternoon, Richard Strong calls wife Darlene to let her know he has plans for the evening with coworkers. The group of men gather around a campfire at a campsite in Raven, Kentucky. 9 p.m. that same night, a coworker knocks on the Strong's door and tells Darlene Richard's been hurt. The coworker says someone accused Richard of stealing their wallet, and the two men got in a fight. Darlene calls 911. Police find Richard's truck a few miles from the campsite. Dog teams and numerous volunteers search through the night. No luck. The coworkers say, other than cuts and bruises, Richard was fine when he walked away after the fight. Richard Strong, now missing 13 years. 6'1", 215 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, a tattoo of a chihuahua on his right arm, praying hands on his left arm, and Yosemite Sam, the cartoon, on his calf. Last seen wearing an orange shirt, a blue checkered flannel jacket, jeans, brown boots. If you have info on Richard Strong, missing from Raven, Kentucky, please call Kentucky State Police, 606-435-6069. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.